This is WUWM. I'm Maayan Silver. President Trump's campaign filed a petition for a recount in Milwaukee and Dane counties Wednesday and forked out $3 million to do so. Trump has made a number of unsubstantiated allegations of voter fraud and ballot irregularities in both counties. Election officials say they stand by the integrity of the election and have been preparing for a recount. Trump's recount petition consists of general allegations. He contests that during the election, at Milwaukee's Central Count facility, observers were required to be 30 to 35 feet away from where absentee ballots were being processed. Trump says with a recount, observers can get closer and will discover fraud. He wants to toss absentee ballots that have witness addresses filled in by clerks, even though it's been standard procedure since 2016. Trump is also interested in challenging some ballots of those who called themselves indefinitely confined because they did not have to provide an ID to get an absentee ballot. And in another challenge, Trump asked to toss the votes of people who didn't apply for an absentee ballot with a written application. That would include people who cast ballots through in-person early voting. The campaign zeroed in on heavily Democratic Milwaukee and Dane counties because state law allows targeted recounts. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett scoffed at the idea that Trump was targeting the two counties because of any actual irregularities.
Everybody knows this is an attack on cities, on minorities, on places that historically have voted Democratic. Don't let anybody fool you that this is about irregularities.
Milwaukee County will get the ball rolling on the recount Thursday morning, when a moving company will pick up ballots from the Milwaukee County Courthouse, says County Elections Director Julietta Henry.
They will load in all of our ballots and supplies that were delivered to us from the November 3rd elections from all 19 municipalities. The sheriff's office will be available in here to escort the ballots over to the Wisconsin Convention Center.
From then on, the ballots will be locked and secured at the Wisconsin Center and under 24-hour supervision by the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department. High-speed tabulators that were used by the city of Milwaukee at Central Count will be relocated to the Wisconsin Center as well. When the recount begins Friday morning, party representatives will be able to make objections to particular ballots. Director Henry explains the process.
So our board of canvassers, once a ballot is in question, and at the end of counting that specific ward, the clerk will bring that ballot before the board of canvassers. At that time, they will review the ballot. Any specific challenge that was made, it will be brought before the board, and the board will vote on each and every one of them individually.
Historically, recount efforts have not made up the difference in votes between the winner and the challenger. After the Green Party requested a recount following Trump's win in 2016, Trump gained about 113 votes. After this year's county canvass, Joe Biden was still up by more than 20,000 votes. The recount will be live-streamed and open to the public. The goal for the recount is to be completed by December 1st, the date the state is set to certify results. Maayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.